This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 11 August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun shines over Israel today, temperatures are comfortable across the major cities. Jerusalem enjoys a mild day, while Tel Aviv and Haifa see clear skies, perfect for those spending time outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has located three Israelis who crossed from Mount Hermon into Syria. The military has condemned their actions, saying it disrupts IDF operations in the area. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, the mother of a kidnapped soldier warns that upcoming elections could lead to civil unrest. In comments reported by Walla, she fears a loss of restraint following her son's death in Hamas captivity. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that former President Trump left Turkey last month on a smaller plane due to an Iranian threat. Meanwhile, Likud has offered reserved spots on its list to Sa'ar and Katz. Separately, a massive raid in the south led to dozens of arrests on suspicion of extortion and protection rackets. Israel Hayom says police targeted areas like Ashdod and Kiryat Gat in the early hours. And finally, the father of a slain hostage has downplayed his election ambitions. However, I-24 News notes he urges parties to establish a state commission for events on October 7th. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 posted minutes ago that Quds Force commander Ismail Kaani has met with Iraqi militia leaders. Discussions included disarming militias and exporting oil via the Strait of Hormuz. Amishai Stein, an Israeli journalist, shared that Trump was secretly transferred from Air Force One in Turkey last month due to an Iranian assassination threat. The operation involved a catering truck moving Trump to a smaller plane. Balaz News has released new footage of the catering truck used in Trump's covert transfer. This follows reports of a serious threat against Trump during his visit to Turkey. Now for more on those stories. Starting with our lead, the IDF located the three Israelis who crossed into Syria from Mount Hermon. The Jerusalem Post reports that the military criticized their actions, adding that such incidents endanger operations. The situation highlights ongoing tensions in the region and the risks for civilians caught in cross-border incidents. Turning to the warnings from Mayan Sherman, according to Walla, she expressed deep concern about potential civil unrest as elections approach. Her son, Ron Sherman, was killed in captivity. Her warning underscores the heightened tensions and political divisions in Israel, with potential implications for national stability. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reveals details about Trump's departure from Turkey last month. Concerns over an Iranian threat led to a secret transfer from his usual aircraft. This incident highlights the persistent geopolitical tensions and security issues involving Iran, affecting diplomatic relations and international travel. On the law enforcement front, Israel Hayom details a large-scale police operation targeting extortion and protection rackets in the south. The arrests in cities like Ashdod and Kiryat Gat reflect ongoing efforts to combat organized crime in Israel. These efforts are crucial for maintaining public safety and trust in law enforcement. Finally, I-24 News reports on the father of a slain hostage who is advocating for a state commission. Despite downplaying electoral ambitions, he stresses the need for accountability regarding the October 7th events. This push for transparency may influence political discussions and policy decisions. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on a dramatic split in Israeli high tech. While the sector is stable, software companies are cutting jobs, contrasting with growth in hardware firms. This shift signals a reorganization as the industry adapts to changing demands. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the impact of the heat on Europe, noting economic losses in the hundreds of billions. The extreme weather affects sectors like tourism, underscoring the broader financial implications of climate change. And finally, Katech discusses the evolution of drone technology since October 2023. The development follows a shortage during conflicts, driven by personal loss. It highlights innovation in response to security needs, with potential impacts on Israel's defense capabilities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. this bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.